Geek Radio Daily for Weekend Eve, baby.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Weekend Eve.
June 24th, 2010. Another crazy, blazingly hot day here on the East Coast,
just
Virginia
like it was,
especially.
Just like it was yesterday, just like it will be today.
Yeah, but today's heat index is 104, not 101, so we've outdone ourselves.
Yes.
So welcome to Geek Radio Daily, your Monday through Friday daily dose of all your geeky goodness that's coming at you by the people that know how to bring it, baby. And who are those folks? Well, that, of course, would be the Bruce.
I'm going to have to take some more drastic security measures, like, I don't know, installing a camera in the ladies' room?
That's probably a bit far.
How about bears with lasers?
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good one.
You know what? You did a damn fine showing, and I'm going to miss you not being there. I'm Billy Flynn.
Slovenian women go wild. Billy Flynn.
Yeah, they do. Thursday is a day to look at some patio books, a peek at your geekified news coming up, but you know, this date, June 24th in 1497, well, that would be the first recorded sighting of North America by a European occurred when explorer John Cabot spotted land that historians believe was present-day Canada, eh?
There it is.
1894, a decision was made to begin the modern Olympics every 4 years.
Every 4 years?
Yeah? Yep,
cool.
That's good.
All right. 1947, the first reported sighting of flying saucers was reported near Mount Rainier, Washington, by airline pilot Kenneth Arnold of Boise, Idaho. He reported he saw 9 UFOs over the area. He estimated their speed at 1,700 miles an hour.
That's pretty
fast. And described their flight pattern as similar to a saucer skipping across water, inspiring a newspaper man to name them flying saucers.
Cool.
1963, the first demonstration of a home video recorder at BBC Studios in London. And you couldn't have used those to record all those missing Doctor Who episodes? Damn it. 1975, Jimmy Hoffa, in a Playboy interview, said, quote, "I don't need bodyguards." He disappeared the following month. 1981, at 5:40 p.m., the Virgin Mary first appeared to six children on Apparition Mountain outside Medjugorje in former Yugoslavia. Apparition Mountain? That's appropriate.
Well, I think they changed the name.
1987, Jackie Gleason, the great one, passed away.
Oh,
damn,
you're
it.
A miss, sir.
1993, Yale computer science professor Dr. David Gelartner lost the sight in one eye, the hearing in one ear, and part of his right hand after receiving a mail bomb from the Unabomber.
Whoops.
Thanks, jackass.
Schmuck.
Birthdays?
Let's see. You're probably going to have a birthday before I do.
Really?
Yes.
So Minka Kelly is 30. She's Lila on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. You do.
Okay. Sherry Stringfield is 43.
Got her. She is from Guiding Light, NYPD Blue, and ER.
Guiding Light. There you go. That's where I know her.
Joe Penny. I keep saying Joe Perry.
Don't say that.
It's Joe Penny is 54 years old today from Jake and the Fat
Jake
Man.
Jake and the Fat Man. And Riptide.
That's the one I was looking for.
Riptide, brother. Nancy Allen is 60.
Nancy Allen
is Chris and Carrie and Liz and Dress to Kill.
Okay.
She's 60.
Wow.
We're old.
Yeah, we're old. Mick Fleetwood is 63 years old today from Fleetwood Mac.
So's,
oh, go figure.
So is RoboCop. Peter Weller is 63 years
really?
Old today. Yep.
Wow.
Dead or alive, you're going to cash retirement checks with him.
66 years old, Mr. Jeff Beck.
Michelle Lee is 68. Karen Cooper Fairgate McKenzie on one of my mom's favorite shows, Knots Landing.
Yeah. Very beautiful woman. Actually, very still
yeah,
beautiful.
Dude, I so had a thing for her.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. Dude. Yeah. People who aren't with us anymore?
No.
Oh, really?
Al Molinaro is 91.
Who? Al Molinaro?
Al from Happy Days.
Al, he's still
he's
wow.
still alive. And that's great. I don't mean to sound, you know, but dude, I mean, you were an old man when I was watching
your
reruns
kids.
Of you as a kid.
Yeah. Now that we're both old men.
Exactly. People no longer with us.
Mr. Jack Dempsey was born in 1895. Prize fighter. Knocked people out for just no damn good reason.
Ellison Onzico, born in 1946, astronaut, died in the 86 Challenger explosion.
Ah.
Damn it.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Roy Disney, 1893, Walt's brother. Yeah, dude. Victor Franz Hess, 1883, Nobel laureate in physics, discovered cosmic rays, tried to warn the Fantastic Four. They wouldn't
listen.
Ambrose Bierce, born in 1842, author. He wrote An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge and The Devil's Dictionary. Both fine things. In fact, one of those became a little episode of The Twilight Zone, which is not being shown on TV tonight.
No, it's not. But over there on CBS, you have two episodes of CSI and then The Mentalist.
Okay. Now, according to this, ABC says they're showing Wipeout tonight.
Yes.
It was just on.
And, yeah, they're going to show it again tonight.
Outstanding. Followed by Rookie Blue.
It's a new show.
And Boston Med.
Another new show.
I like Untitled Medical Drama better.
Yep. Over there on NBC, you have Community, 100 Questions, The Office, 30 Rock, The Office, and Parks and Rec.
Fox has a rerun of Glee, but it's the one where Kurt tries out for the football team.
Oh.
Wackiness doesn't
yeah, see. I love the dance routine before he starts kicking the ball.
So You Think You Can Dance is on as well.
All right. USA, you got Burn Notice and Royal Pains, both new.
Oh, dear God, Comedy Central has new episodes of Futurama.
Oh, yes. Two episodes tonight.
Two of them, not just one. Two.
Well, yeah. It's probably a two-parter, but still, who cares? Probably. It's two episodes of brand new Futurama.
Damn
tonight.
Right.
But let's see.
Sometimes the geeks win.
Yes, FMC, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Weird. I just don't... You can't watch that without me. It doesn't work. It doesn't. Chiller Network is showing Tremors and Seed of Chucky. So if you want just a popcorn fest of a goofy damn good time, there you go.
I put this one on my list just because it's just damn funny. TLC has Mall Cops, Mall of America, with an episode titled No Pants Day.
Okay. You want something I found a little weird?
Okay, go ahead.
BET is showing the BET Awards 09.
Yes, I saw that.
Really? Not this year's?
No, okay. Not this year's.
All right, fine.
Biography Channel has the biographies of Billy Joel, David Bowie, and Freddie Mercury.
Nice. FX Channel showing Something About Mary and the Wedding Singer.
Good.
That's a good double feature.
TV One has Donald Trump Presents the Ultimate Merger. It's a dating show for, God, what's her face? The one
know.
That we hate. Omarosa. It's a dating show for her.
Okay, I never watched that show. If anything, though, we're watching Lifetime Television for women because a woman suspects that her new next-door neighbor is up to no good. David James Elliott and Emma Caulfield star in Confined.
You've got mail.
That is probably not nearly as disturbing a movie as I think it's going to be.
Probably not.
You know, I'm just saying. Hey, Flynn, on July 3rd in Seattle... there will be an event called Red, White, and Dead, a zombie walk to attempt to recapture the Guinness World Record for the most zombies in a single event.
Wow.
We'd really appreciate it if you could mention this event. Okay, sure. Hey, mentioning it.
July 3rd.
All right, but during the news portion. Okay, so this will have to be a news story later. More info can be found at the following site, so I'll put that in the show. It's over at geekradiodaily.com. But if you're going to be in the Seattle area, our good buddy Chris from the Jesus Geeks is going to be there as a zombie.
Wonderful.
So if you want to see like an 8.5-foot-tall zombie, this is going to be... Dude, you are a midget compared to Chris. It's going to be an 8.5-foot zombie. This is going to be your chance. And it'll be doubly funny because, well, you know, they're going to go for the world record. And hopefully not get screwed over like us good folks did at Dragon Con with our Thriller dance. Damn it. Grr. So yes, if you'd like to drop a note of news stories that I'll promise to read the letter first
the
to
segment,
make sure. Yeah. Please do. You can always call us. You can always write us. That's the one I wanted to say. Podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Thursday's a look at patio books and your Geekified news is coming up this weekend Eve edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
Greetings from Tromaville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. And when we're not making those great movies like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, we like to kick back and listen to Geek Radio Entertainment because Geek Radio Daily is the best entertainment that the Troma team has ever seen. We love watching it. It's unbelievable, especially when it's on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're great to watch.
We're fantastic.
Excellent.
We never do wrong when you watch us. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back to Geek Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. And Weekend Eve means patio books.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Which is why sometimes people have to read it to them. Which is good because patio books offers that service. Audio fiction that's read to you that's absolutely free. By God, there's new stuff there today, like...
Prophecy Blossoms is Brenda Wamsley's second title on the site. Surviving her first year as a vampire, Jane prepares for what should be the happiest day of her life. But doubt and secrets trouble her. In the effort to protect Jane, David keeps her confined in Catherine's place and leaves her in the dark in the covert meetings. Feeling trapped and fearful of her new family's fortune, Jane ventures out on a quest to protect them and end the prophecy once and for all. She finds that she can stop the world, and she knows that the world's on the brink of war, but and she may be the only person that can stop it.
Damn it.
Along the way, she finds strength and resolve that she doesn't think she is capable of, but there's more prophecy and more destruction on the way. It's a sequel to Prophecy Awakens.
Fantastic. Fresh Kills is out today. It's a podcast collection of original short stories by the authors of the popular literary blog, The Kill Zone. Reminiscent of The Twilight Zone, these killer tales vary from the paranormal to the chilling or just plain scary. Each delivers a finely crafted tale that will keep you clicking through the pages. Contributors to the podcast version include award-winning and best-selling authors John Gilstrap, Michelle Gagnon, James Scott Bell, Catherine Lilly, John Ramsey Miller, Claire Langley Hawthorne, Joe Moore, Basil Sands, tons and tons and tons of good people. And it's all there available for free at patiobooks.com. When you're done listening to us today, take yourself right over there to patiobooks.com and get you some free audio fiction.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So DreamWorks wants to bring something else back from your childhood.
Oh, no.
Troll dolls.
Oh, God, not my childhood.
Troll dolls, they were just awful. They were ugly.
Yeah.
And the Olsen twins, I'm sorry, look like troll dolls. They just do. They want to make an animated feature with a complex mythos, which, of course, is perfectly, they've got their fingers on the pulse of the American people.
Yes.
Because 25 years after they were popular, by God, now's the time for Troll Dolls, the movie.
The movie, yeah.
Sure. Hopefully in 3D and IMAX.
Okay. The Oscars may be coming to you way, way earlier this next year, according to Nikki Fain and Deadline Hollywood. Let's see. According to the report, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences Board of Governors is meeting and is thinking about moving the ABC Oscar telecast to January,
what?
Presumably to crush NBC's parasitic Golden Globes broadcast. I didn't say call them parasitic, they did. Studios and stars court the Golden Globes because the Globes supposedly influence Oscar voting.
It does. It absolutely does.
Okay. But if the Oscars, which have been lately been airing in late February, early March, move to January, it would be much harder for the Golden Globes to exert its influence, its alleged influence or whatever, to that over the shows. So the Globes, they say if they do this, they might move their ceremony to November or October at the earliest. But that won't be good because a lot of the movies that they'll be trying to vote for will not have actually come out yet.
It's all right, because don't you have until the end of December to release a movie?
Yes, for the Oscars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, Superman's got a new storyline coming out called Grounded, starting July.
Was he a bad boy?
Apparently, it's very possible. Coinciding with the 700th issue of Superman in DC Comics, Superman is going to be taking a historic journey, not to alien worlds.
Uh-huh.
He's gonna walk the earth.
Wow.
Just like Kane and Kung Fu. Superman is going to walk through the streets, roads, highways, homes, farms, suburbs, and inner city of America. And America itself is the person of those very real places invited to attend. Beginning with the city of Philadelphia, Superman's walking across America, a journey expected to take most of the year in comics.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
He will pass through Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, California, Oregon, and Washington. Along the way, Superman will be passing through real towns, real cities, real neighborhoods. And of course, your town, your city, your neighborhood could be among those chosen in the historic journey because it's a contest.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Here's what you got to do. If your town was in 50 miles of the line marking Superman's journey, you're eligible to participate. I've got the link in the show notes, but basically you're going to have to write an essay explaining why Superman should come to your town.
Wow.
And he will. And he'll walk to Earth like Kane in Kung Fu.
He's still an Asian.
No,
let's see. You've been watching a lot of Doctor Who, right?
I certainly
have. Seriously, of course you have. Then you're already aware of the crack in the universe that's been following the Time Lord and his companion all this season, correct?
Yes.
Well, based on an image that they spotted over at the Daily the Daily Galaxy, that crack might actually be real.
What?
Yes, the snake-like object located 11,000 light years away from the constellation, away in the constellation of Sagittarius, was snapped by NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope. And it is described as scary as anything the Doctor has ever faced. A thick, soggy cloud large enough to swallow dozens of solar systems that may be harboring beastly stars in the process of forming.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have seen the pictures of what it looks like and the picture of the Doctor Who episode where it shows it. They're really, really close looking to each other.
Stephen Moffat, what do you know the rest of us don't?
Yeah, go and check out the shows over there at geekradiodaily.com. You're going to see both pictures, and you'll be a little freaked out.
A.V. Arid represented Namco Bandai at this year's E3 and showed a three-minute teaser to announce their upcoming 3D animated Pac-Man TV show.
Yo!
Speaking of having your finger on the pulse of America... he said they wanted the new version of Pac-Man to speak to a different age range of kids by putting Pac-Man in high school and having him deal with situations that normal teenagers would deal with. I don't know, drug addictions, seeing dead people,
putting steroids,
putting on a little dress, calling yourself Miss Pac-Man.
No, it's just a bow.
According to Arid, these situations may include questions of whose Pac-Man parents are. Quote. He's the only yellow one in Pac-Land. What does that mean? Is it a social statement? We'll find out. So,
answering all the questions that were never asked.
Absolutely. And of course, if you're one of the few people in the country, in the world, that actually has a 3D TV, you can invite us over for it. But I think I'll bring back VHS copies of the original cartoon instead.
Might be better.
It couldn't be worse.
Let's not push that.
Pac-Man, the troubled teenager.
Dun, dun.
Pac-Teen's what's coming out. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. I almost lost that as I was saying it. Go by Facebook and like the page. You'll enjoy it, I swear to God. And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Professor, my fry fro is all frizzy. Oh, also, I'm covered with severe burns.
So? What of it?
Well, why is those things?
You mean you don't remember?
Nope, nothing. It's like when I passed out in college, except no one drew magic marker penises on my forehead.
Well, I suppose it's for the best, considering the unbearable horrors you've endured. Let's never speak of it again. It all began a few days ago. We were interstellar fugitives on the run from the law. Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel. And so, as you and Leela kissed goodbye in a tender play of tonguesmanship, we plunged into a massive wormhole, never to be seen again.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah!
Wonderful, sweet coincidence of Port-au-Prince. We're back at Earth!
Of course, that was the Panama wormhole, Earth's central channel for shipping.
How humorous.
Yes, it's sort of a comedy central channel. And we're on it now.
I get it!